Hi, I'm Celeste Hackett, and I'm a certified hypnotist. My business is Family First Hypnosis in Dallas, Texas. And I work with all sorts of clients on all sorts of issues. I do a lot of stop smoking and weight loss, and I work a lot with clients who have fears, phobias. I get a lot of referrals from psychologists and doctors for anxiety and depression. I even have helped people get off of medication, or I've helped people who can't take medication because maybe it just doesn't work for them, or maybe they have bad side effects. And today I'd like to introduce you to a recent client of mine, Kathy Faulkner. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
This is my client, Kathy Faulkner. And Kathy Faulkner is, or was, a smoker. And she was what I call a hardcore smoker because she'd smoked for many, many years, and her problem had shifted from being just a behavior or a habit to actually being an emotional problem. And this is what we see with a lot of smokers who smoked more than 15 years, where when they try to quit, it's just too stressful or too emotional for them. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you when you tried to quit in the past?
Oh, it was definitely very difficult. I've tried a lot of different things. I was always able to quit with many withdrawal symptoms, but I was always able to quit, but I always went back.
And when you talk about withdrawal symptoms, what do you mean? What did you feel?
Anxious, agitation. A lot of times I would wake up at night, panicked.
And see, this is what I mean by, you know, at first it ends up just a habit, but if you go somewhere along the 10-year mark or after the 10-year mark, people will shift from it just being a habit to now there's a problem. When they try to quit, it feels worse.
Right.
And these are the kind of smokers that I specialize in, helping them actually neutralize the emotional feeling of that agitation, that stress, so that they can quit smoking a whole lot easier. And so you had been a smoker how long?
Over 20 years.
Yeah. And how much did you smoke in a day?
Anywhere on average a pack a day.
Mm-hmm. And what caused you to think about hypnosis as an option?
Well, I tried a lot of other things. I didn't necessarily like them. I had used Wellbutrin in the past. That worked, but then as soon as I quit taking it, I started back. Mm-hmm. I tried Chantix, and that had a lot of really bad side effects for me, so didn't want to do that.
What kind of side effects?
Depression. It started off with nausea. That was the first one, and then actually when I quit taking it, I went into a pretty bad state of depression. It didn't last too long, so it subsided on its own. But for me, it was enough for me to know I didn't want to take it.
As a hypnotist, I can't tell you how many people I see who have started out on Wellbutrin and Chantix, and either they just didn't want to take it anymore, or in some way just didn't work for them. Either
right.
It wasn't effective, or they had some kind of side effect or
right.
something. And so you decided to use hypnosis. Tell everybody how you got the idea to use hypnosis. I think that's a really cool story.
I had gone with a friend to the Oprah show, and Dr. Oz was on, and he was going over different ways and techniques of quitting and why we should quit. It was a great show. And one of the alternatives, you know, on ways to quit was hypnosis. And this was one way that I had not tried before, and I thought, well, I'm going to try it.
So they actually told you on the Oprah Winfrey show, mm-hmm. think about using hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And from there, what happened? Because you didn't call right away.
No, I actually have a girlfriend who was seeing you at the time, and I was unaware of it. And when I told her what I was thinking about doing, she had told me that she was coming to you. She wasn't here to quit smoking, but she told me that you did that. And so I called right away.
And when you came here to work with me for, you know, doing hypnosis, mm-hmm. you must have had some ideas about what hypnosis was going to be like. Were you nervous?
I was nervous. I was really unaware of how it would really go. I just knew how the media portrayed it, and it's not anything like that. There's no pendulum, and there's, I was before saying, I was completely aware of everything that was going on, and I, you know, when they have people act like chickens or bark like a dog, I don't see how, I don't think if you'd asked me to do that, I would have done it.
Yeah, she wouldn't have done it. You're always in control when you do hypnosis, and in fact, when you do this kind of hypnosis, we never give you the suggestion to forget anything, and it's just really about you getting those ahas. And didn't you get some aha?
I did. Yeah. Yes. And it's, you know, I think I thought that it would be real relaxing. And I know the first day I came, before I came, I had gone and gotten a massage and sat in the hot tub just so that I'd be a little bit more relaxed. So I was a little nervous, but ready to go into that hypnosis. And I think I did. I think I went into hypnosis really well in the first session. It was really calm and relaxing. And then through the sessions, when we started getting into some deeper issues and things, it was a lot of work. It was hard work. But I'm glad I went through it now to know that I will never be a smoker again.
You're certain of that?
I'm certain of that.
You're not just saying that to me because I'm the hypnotist?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I really don't. There have been in a lot of situations that I thought might drive me back to that, and I've avoided them.
What was the hardest time for you before?
It was always social, when we'd, you know, be out with friends, maybe having a few drinks. Somebody would be smoking around me. Those are always the hardest times. And I'm not going to say it was a piece of cake, and I'm in those situations now, I'm like, oh, whatever, you know. I mean, it's definitely there. But in the back of my mind, I hear you saying, I am a non-smoker, I will never be a smoker again. Or, you know, I hear your voice in there, and I think that helps.
There's a famous hypnotist, long gone now, by the name of Milton Erickson. And one of the things he used to tell his client is, and my voice will go with you. And I think, you know, you don't even have to say that. A lot of my clients say, you know, I can still hear your voice.
You do hear it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And would you recommend hypnosis to anybody else for stopping smoking?
Definitely. In fact, I already have. I've recommended it to several of my friends. I have even gone so far as to give your business card to some trainers and people that I know at the gym. For their clients, because I really believe it helps, and not only for smoking, for so many other things. I feel, you know,